This week, the Alaska Board of Game reauthorized the Aerial Wolf Control Program on the Kenai Peninsula. The program is an attempt to increase the region's annual moose harvest by reducing the number of predators. But that has some groups on the Southern Peninsula worried. KBBI's Shayla Farzan reports.
The newly reauthorized proposal would allow Fish and Game and members of the public to kill wolves in an area north of Kachemak Bay through July 2022.
It's obvious to anyone that pays attention that if you have an imbalance, this is what you need to do.
That's Ted Spraker. He's the chair of the Board of Game, and he supports the proposal, which was passed unanimously January 9th in Bethel. If populations or harvests dip below the mandated levels, Fish and Game must recommend how best to increase those numbers. That can involve habitat improvement, revising hunting laws, and perhaps the most controversial of all, predator control.
Or you just let the moose populations, go lower, and it doesn't benefit anyone. So you need to keep populations healthy, and there are times that you need to temporarily reduce the impact of predation to do it.
Aerial wolf control is not a new issue on the Kenai Peninsula. A similar program had been on the books since 2012, but at that time, Fish and Game chose not to act. Unlike the previous time around, the new proposal submitted by Fish and Game calls for eliminating all wolves from nearly a third of the management area. That's about 1,200 square miles. There are about 35 to 40 wolves in the entire 15C management area, according to the most recent Fish and Game census in 2013. The Homer Fish and Game Advisory Committee, which makes recommendations to the Board of Game, voted unanimously against the proposal in December. Committee Chair Dave Lyon argues there's no justification for predator control in the area.
We have a healthy ecosystem here, and we have ample surplus animals for us to harvest and plenty of opportunity for folks to hunt, plenty of public land to do it on. And those are things that we need to preserve. But I like to hear wolves from my house. When I see wolf tracks when I'm hunting, I know that there's moose, because there wouldn't be wolves if there weren't moose.
Lyon argues the harvest objective could be met consistently by relaxing current hunting regulations, focusing on the prey, not the predators. He says eliminating predators could increase the moose population to an unsustainable size.
There's no reason to believe that we can support more moose than we have right now on the browse that's available. And if we boost the numbers by doing predator control, all we need is one really bad winter, and there's not enough food to go around, and suddenly we don't have very many moose.
Thomas McDonough is a research biologist with Fish and Game. He says there are many variables to consider when it comes to assessing the health of a population.
When you think about moose densities, a lot of people think in a linear sense, like more moose is better than fewer moose. But then there's the health component. Is survival okay? Is body condition okay? Are the cows producing calves with a good frequency that's indicative of a healthy population?
Although the Board of Game has given predator control the green light, it's unclear if or when the process will actually begin. Fish and Game Director of Wildlife Conservation, Bruce Dale, has said they need to conduct an updated moose census and do more research. Then Commissioner Sam Cotton will make the final decision as to whether or not the wolf control project moves forward. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.